We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Post Malone, Swae Lee, they were at the Garden last night. Annie Dow was there. In fact, Annie Dow slept on the floor of our office last night so that she could get to work this morning. And then you are going again this evening to the second show. How was it?
It was unbelievable. He, first of all, said thank you in between every single song. He was like, thank you for each and every one of you being here. You guys changed my life. Like, he just is so genuine and so real, and he doesn't feel like he's famous to me. You know what I mean? He's one of those people that just seems so humbled.
And you seem to want to date him.
I love him. I love him. I just want to give him a hug. But I'm sure he's in a happy relationship or something.
Really? Have you heard his music? Because it doesn't seem that way to me. Somebody hurt Posty real bad.
What is this first piece of audio?
So I ended up down in the pit, which was awesome. And like I said, everybody there seemed like they were 16 years old. So I was like, okay, am I old? Am I too old for Post Malone? So these kids, I tried asking them about it. And then it started and they legit ran away from me.
Okay, so I'm here at Post Malone in the pit with all my friends. What's your name? Where are you from?
James from Canton, Massachusetts.
Julia, Canton, Massachusetts.
Cooper, Canton, Mass. Vincent, Canton, Mass.
Nina, Canton, Mass.
Okay, can we try to explain Post Malone to the old people, like 50 and above? How can you explain Post Malone?
Okay, so I'd say he's kind of like a combination of rap and pop. He's very popular, and I think he has really good music all around either way. And yeah.
And they just left.
At that moment, the lights go down and they dead sprinted away from me. I was like, oh, okay. I'll see you guys after the show.
Bye, yeah. Old lady. Things to do.
It's no problem at all. We'll catch up. We're friends now, right? I'm like, so sure, yeah. Good times. So I ended up finding them after the show. They ended up standing right by me, so right. I went and talked to them again.
So we got finished. How are you feeling?
I'm super excited. Clearly, I've kind of lost my voice. It was honestly a great concert and like one of the best I've ever been to personally, for sure.
Amazing.
He could do everything. He really can.
I love Post Malone.
That's adorable.
I love that guy.
That was me pretty much the entire show. I love Post Malone.
I love Post Malone.
He really can do everything, and that's the best way I could put it. He could mix anything he wanted. And I feel like even older generations, they'd probably like it. He had a song with Ozzy Osbourne this time, like on his new album. Ozzy Osbourne's legend. Like, in reality, he is. And I feel like he puts all his music together and makes it lovable for everyone.
Oh, wow. It was, like, literally nothing like I've ever been to before. We got, fourth row tickets to Travis Scott, and this, like, blew that away. That was ridiculous.
It was ridic, bro.
I'm so old.
I was like, explain Travis Scott to the people as well. Because nobody
ridiculous.
Knows.
Okay, so for the old people that don't even know who Post Malone is, who Travis Scott
like,
is.
Think of Queen at like the Live Aid Festival, like that.
Yo. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, slow down here.
I love it.
Queen at Live Aid was Post Malone at the Garden last night.
I'm telling you.
Stop.
Somebody slow the Tide Potter's roll real quick.
That's what the people were saying, Carson.
Think of Queen at like the Live Aid Festival, like that. It's that. It's literally, that's what it was. It was just that electric, that insane. Everyone was that into it, and it was like, wow, wow. I can't believe I literally just sat here the whole entire time through that whole entire thing.
It was, he's the man. It was crazy. I couldn't.
He is a bro. He is the man. Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks.
What?
His album smacks. All of his songs smack. He's a bro, Carson.
Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks. I can't even name a bad song. Like, he is amazing. He's got me through some of the roughest times of my life when I'm alone.
I almost failed algebra.
Like, I swear to God, he is a man. He's a good-ass dude. He is just the life of a party, and this concert is like nothing else. Like, best night of my life. It's like, it's amazing.
That dude was on level 15. Like, he was just out of control.
Now, Carson, as a 50-year-old man, does this even sound like the same language that you speak?
I don't even know what he's saying.
Or do you feel personally victimized by the fact that she said the over 50s?
No, I feel personally victimized that she tried to compare this to Queen at Live Aid.
But I was going to say, I love how they know that old stuff and put some respect on
well,
that check.
Because well, because the movie Bohemian Rhapsody just came out.
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Still.
It's not like that.
Ozzy Osbourne wasn't in a movie last year.
It is not like that.
But I just love that's the only thing. They're like, okay, 50 and above. Ozzy Osbourne. He did a song with Ozzy Osbourne.
He introduced the world to Ozzy Osbourne. If it wasn't for Post Malone, nobody would know who Black Sabbath
literally
was.
Literally nobody said that.
You know what? I do appreciate she's trying to bridge the gap.
He is a bro. He is the man. Are you kidding me? Like, his album smacks. All his music smacks. I can't even name a bad song. Like, he is amazing. He's got me through some of the roughest times of my life. When I'm at the low, he's built me up. Like, I swear to God, he is a man. He's a good-ass dude.
I love that, though. That's what it's all about, right?
It really is.
Oh, totally.
You know, just relating to
connecting with that person that, you know, the music, you know, you feel like.
That is super cool. So you're going again tonight?
Yes.
All right. Well, have a good time.
Are those people going again? So
my new friends?
Yeah.
Your friends?
So things those smack again?
I was like, bye, guys. You're going to get home safe. Do you want me to call you an Uber? They're like, leave us alone.
God bless your liver tonight, Andy Dow.
And you're going to be sleeping on the floor again tonight in our office.
You know, I'm going to say no. I'm going to make it home, but probably.
You have a great setup in there.
And I say easier. Go ahead. It's way easier. Yeah.
Text from the 617. I'll be at the Garden tomorrow for Carrie Underwood. Might be a different crowd, maybe.
Maybe.
Similar.
I don't know. Things before he cheats get lit.
Carrie Underwood smacks.
Sugar smacks, all kinds of breakfast cereal.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.